We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo was overjoyed to learn that the Princess Alana had married Toktai, and he persuaded Kublai Khan to spare their lives. Then Marco Polo took farewell of Kaila, promising to marry her on his return to Pekin. Meanwhile, he interviewed Toktai and Zalana and begged them to find a husband for Kaila. Eventually, Kublai Khan and Mafia Polo started on their return journey to Pekin, while Marco Polo went with his father and Benno to Zaitun in the company of Tarpin Zhu, the Khan's general. On arrival at this city, they were greeted by the king, Penten, who told them that the city was celebrating his approaching marriage, as he was about to marry a slave who came from Italy. Marco Polo and his companions were intrigued by this news. They went to the king's palace, where Penten granted them an audience.
Ah, be seated, Marco Polo. You shall have the place of honor here on my right side.
The place of honor is not for me, great King Penten. The place of honor is for Tarpin Zhu, who represents Kublai Khan.
That is true. Come, Tarpin Zhu, sit beside me.
I thank you. And I recommend to you Marco Polo and his father Niccolo. They have both done great service for the Khan. Marco Polo is to become governor of Armenia at the end of his tour of the Khan's dominions.
The Khan places much faith in the Venetians. Then let Marco Polo and his father Niccolo sit on my left side.
We thank you, Your Majesty. Now, tell us of your approaching wedding.
I will tell you. As Tarpin Zhu is no doubt aware, I have been unmarried for many years, and it is a matter of wonderment to my subjects that I have never met a woman whom I would care to marry. This city, Zaitun, is a great seaport. Vessels come here from all over the world. And my men captured a pirate vessel, the captain of which had a strange story to tell. He said that he and his men had attacked a ship from Genoa. Is that not in your country, Marco Polo?
Yes, Genoa is in Italy.
On this ship there were many people of the Italian race, but they were all put to the sword. Say, one beautiful girl, whose name is Benedetta Corsini.
I do not know of any Benedetta Corsini. Do you, Marco?
No, I have not heard the name.
Her father was a great sea captain, but the pirates spared her life, hoping that they would be able to sell her. They were disappointed to find no jewels and precious stones upon the ship from Genoa. But they saved this beautiful girl, hoping that she would bring a high price in the slave market. Eventually, the pirate ship was brought to Zaitun. The girl was offered in the slave market, and she came into my possession. As soon as I saw her, I knew that I loved her. So, Penten will marry a slave girl, but no doubt she is well born.
I would like to set eyes on this girl, Your Majesty.
No one shall set eyes upon her before the wedding. She is a peasant quartered here in my palace.
Does she return your love?
I am a king. She is a slave girl. She is fortunate that I have singled her out to become my queen. Her wedding is to take place in 3 days' time. Meanwhile, my subjects celebrate and make merry. But enough of this talk. Let me tell you of this province.
Your taxes have been paid regularly to the great Kublai Khan, and he is pleased with you, O king.
It is well.
What is the main revenue of this city, Your Majesty?
Many ships from all over the world come here. This is a great trading port. But of all the goods that are landed here, one-tenth of their value must go to Kublai Khan. Also, he receives all the revenue from the sugar which is sold here.
Sugar?
Yes, we grow many acres of sugar, which is refined by a new process through the ashes of certain woods.
Ooh, I would be interested in taking some of this sugar back to Venice with me. We came here on a trading expedition, Your Majesty.
I shall be pleased to trade with you. I trust that you will all remain here for my wedding.
May we remain here for the wedding, Tarpin Zhu?
Of an surety, we will be honored to remain for the wedding.
I am only sorry that Kublai Khan could not be here. But wait until my wedding day, when you set eyes on my beautiful bride. Naturally, she's a little timid and shy, because she is amongst strange people. But she is grateful to me for having bought her from the pirates.
Will she be your only wife, Your Majesty?
Who knows? In the future, I may fall in love with some other women, but Benedetta shall be my first wife. Ah, my friend, a banquet has been prepared for us. You shall feast with me from the delicious flesh of peacocks, which have been killed in your honor. And after the banquet, no doubt you will like to rest, to recover from the ardors of your long journey. Come, follow me to the banquet hall.
Marco Polo and his companions feasted with King Pentan. They tasted many strange and wonderful foods. They sipped many glorious wines. Then they retired to their own quarters. Marco Polo immediately conferred with his father and his servant Benno.
Father, it is no use arguing with me. I intend to set eyes on this girl, Benedetta Corsini. She is held here as a prisoner against her will. Why should she be forced to marry King Pentan?
We cannot interfere, Marco. After all, King Pentan is all-powerful here. He is a cousin of the Khan and the loyal and faithful servant of his emperor. Who are we to dare to antagonize him?
Oh, Master Marco, have you not been caused enough trouble by women in this land?
One of my own countrywomen is in danger. Now go, Benno. Look through the palace. Find out where she is lodged.
Oh, you will risk all our lives.
Would you have one of our countrywomen forced into marriage, treated as a slave?
Marco, she may be quite happy. She may wish to marry King Pentan.
Oh, she may, but I would like to hear that from her own lips. Now go, wander about the palace, Benno. Gossip with the servant.
Oh, as you say, Master Marco.
You are headstrong and foolish, Marco. You must realize that King Pentan is a powerful king.
He would not dare order us to be killed. Are we not friends of Kublai Khan?
Kublai Khan may think that we deserve to die if we try to prevent King Pentan from marrying the woman of his choice.
It is not like you to be faint-hearted, Father.
I am not faint-hearted. But you are too romantic, Marco. Do you imagine that this Benedetta Corsini is going to fall in love with you?
I know not.
Well, I ask you to remember that you are already expected to marry two other women.
I am remembering that, but I trust that Kaila will be married to someone else by the time I return to Pekin.
And what of Kinsai, the daughter of the robber chief?
Well, I shall deal with that situation when it arises. In the meantime, Benedetta Corsini needs our aid.
The great Khan said you had a roguish eye. He was correct. You will no doubt make this woman fall in love with you, and so have a sense to our doom.
Father, you sound almost like Uncle Matthew when you speak like that. I will not lead you to disaster. Benno returned.
Well, Benno, did you find the lady?
Oh, come you to the casement, and I will show you where she is quartered.
All right. I'm coming. Well, Benno?
See you that balcony across the courtyard?
Aye, I see it.
See you the white-clad figure on the balcony?
Why, a woman.
That is Benedetta Corsini. She is not allowed to leave her quarters, which are carefully guarded. And she walks upon that balcony in the cool of the evening. See? Her face is veiled like that of an Eastern woman.
There is thick creeper growing up the side of the wall towards that balcony. Mayhap I could scale that creeper.
Marco, that would be madness.
Oh, Father, you know in your heart of hearts that you desire me to aid this countrywoman of ours.
Oh, well, maybe I do, but do not turn her against King Pentan. She might love him.
She will tell me that herself. I go now to seek speech with Benedetta.
Oh, have a care, Master Marco.
Oh, be of good heart, Benno.
Oh, how can I be of good heart? We are comfortable and happy here, and yet you are risking everything because of a pretty face.
We do not know yet whether it is a pretty face, but I shall soon find out. Now remain here until I return.
Marco Polo made his way across the courtyard towards the balcony, where Benedetta Corsini was slowly pacing up and down in the dark shadows of the eastern night. Marco Polo could see her white-clad figure. Then, hand over hand, he climbed up the creeper towards the balcony. When he reached the balustrade, he paused and spoke softly.
Signorina.
Who is that?
Someone who has come to aid you. I'm coming up. Do not fear. Make no sound or you will raise the alarm.
But who are you?
I am called Marco Polo. Mayhap you have heard of me.
My father knew some people in Venice called Polo. They were great traders.
Well, I am of that family. And I am told that your name is Benedetta Corsini.
Yes, but what are you doing here? If you're seen, you'll be killed.
Tell me this. Are you closely guarded?
I cannot leave my quarters. There are sentries on guard outside the door.
It is unsafe to remain out here on the balcony. May I enter that room and speak with you there?
Yes. There's no one in that room. But someone may enter at any moment.
If they do, I will hide now. You lead the way. Now, we can talk safely. Is it true that you are to marry King Pentan?
Yes, but I do not wish to marry him.
Do you hate him?
I do not hate him. He seems kind, but oh, he is not of my race. I've had such terrible experiences. My father and his crew were killed, and I was captured by pirates. I was sold as a slave. I had to stand in the slave market.
I know. I have heard about it.
But how did you get here? Tell me about yourself.
Oh, that would be too long a story. Let me say that I have come here to aid you. Will you raise your veil that I may look upon your face?
They forced me to wear this eastern veil. But there is no reason why you shouldn't look upon my face.
Thank you. Oh, Benedetta. You are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen.
My beauty has led me into much trouble. I am to be the queen of King Pentan. I do not wish to marry him. And yet there is no escape.
Mayhap we can find some means of escape. I swear that I will lay down my life to aid you, Benedetta.
Oh, you're good and kind, sir. Why should you wish to aid me?
You are a countrywoman of mine. I could not desert you in your present plight.
Quiet. Someone comes. You will be killed if you are found here. Oh, go quickly.
I will step out onto the balcony. Do not betray me.
Thank you.